I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Law and order. Law and order. And you're the jury. It's Listener Court on The Wake Up Call.
It's time for another Listener Court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. This morning we have Dawn and Sarah. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Dawn is getting married in 3 weeks, and Sarah, who is her sister, is the maid of honor. Dawn just found out that Sarah dyed her hair 3 different shades of purple and is furious. She told Sarah that she's trying to pull attention away from her on her wedding day, and she's going to totally mess up the pictures, so she wants Sarah to dye her hair back to its original color. Sarah said she can't afford to get her hair recolored, and if it's that big of a deal to Dawn, she needs to pay for it. Dawn doesn't think she should have to pay for her sister to fix her own stupid mistake. So, is Sarah guilty and needs to dye her hair back to its original color, or is she not guilty, but if Dawn has an issue with it, she needs to pay to have Sarah's hair fixed? Gavin, you'll be representing Sarah. Katie, you'll be representing Dawn. Listener Court is now in session. I'd like to call the plaintiff, Dawn, to the stand. Katie, you may question your witness.
So, is Sarah your older sister or your little sister?
My younger sister.
She is your younger sister. And
yeah,
how
24.
Long has she known that she was going to be in your wedding?
My God. Over a year?
Over a year. So if she wanted to dye her hair purple, she had more than a year to do that rather than waiting right before your wedding.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Gavin.
Dawn, what year do you think this is?
This is 2020.
So let the record show that she does know what year this is, and this is not 1980 when something like purple hair was a scourge on society. My God.
I honestly, this is the most special time I've dreamt about this. I was younger. I get it.
I understand. So let me interrupt and just ask you, what do you think is going to happen if, God forbid, a purple-haired woman shows up to your wedding?
I just feel like she's trying to do this to make a point, to be like, I don't know.
What would that point be?
She's trying to pull attention away from me.
I see. So you think that just dyeing hair purple would pull attention because no one's ever seen that before. What would you do if your sister had a large tattoo? Would you not include her in the wedding?
No, I would. Of course I would.
So what's the difference?
The difference is, I mean, she's doing this on purpose. She can not do this until after the wedding.
I think that maybe if you would have asked her, you would have gotten an answer, but that time has passed because here we are. So no further questions for you, and I'll do your job for you.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Gavin. Dawn, you may step down. Now I'd like to call Sarah to the stand. Gavin, you may question Sarah.
Sarah, you heard the questions that your sister has for you. Did you do this on purpose to get at her?
Absolutely not. I don't know what she's talking about. I've always done things with my hair. I don't understand why she thinks I'm going to try to pull attention from her. That's completely ridiculous.
So you have dyed your hair in the past?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
a couple years ago, I dyed it pink.
You dyed it pink. How long ago? A year ago?
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago, you dyed it pink. So she knew that there was a behavioral pattern that shows that you like to take chances with your look and you like to shake things up.
Yeah, I guess so.
And how much did it cost for you to get your hair dyed?
A little under $300.
A little under $300. And do you have an additional a little under $300 to do it back the way it was, not to mention the damage that would do to your hair, just to get your sister what she wants?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But you're willing to do it for your sister if she pays for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Seems rational to me. No further questions.
All right, thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Your sister paid for your bridesmaid's dress, correct?
Yes.
And she paid for your shoes, correct?
Yes.
Would you consider yourself an immature or impatient person?
No.
No. So is there a reason you couldn't wait 3 weeks?
I actually wanted to have my hair like that for her wedding. I thought it was super cute and fun.
Okay. Why didn't you just ask your sister if it was okay to dye your hair?
I thought she would judge me because she always judges me about my decisions.
Man, you guys are sisters. Okay, nothing further.
All right, thank you, Sarah. You may step down. Now I'd like to ask Gavin and Katie to present their closing arguments to the court. Katie, you may start first.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what we do have here is someone that is impatient and immature. And I'm not saying we haven't all been there. Most of us have. But when you can't put the money that you do have aside to temporarily hold off on your own wants, your own desires for the sake of somebody else's day. Someone is important enough as your sister, that is a sign of immaturity. And the reason she didn't ask her sister if it was cool, if she dyed her hair purple, is because she knew her sister would say no. She knew she was doing something that was going to piss off her sister, and chances are that was exactly why she did it. Nothing further.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm sure you've seen someone with purple hair, and I'll bet you didn't immediately call your friend to say, guess what I just saw? Because we've accepted that it's just a normal part of our society. This will not detract from the wedding. This will not make people pay attention to her more than the bride. This is a self-conscious decision that is being made, and it will result in money spent. And my client is willing to still go through with it, despite the damage it would cause to her hair, if Dawn would pay for it, which would be a little less than $300, which I don't think is asking too much. If you want her to have normal hair and you never told her to not do it, then you need to pay to have it back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, counselors. We will now leave the verdict up to you, the jury. Wake up call listeners. You've heard both sides. And so now you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know, is Sarah guilty and needs to dye her hair back to its original color? Or is she not guilty? And if Dawn has an issue with it, she needs to pay to have Sarah's hair fixed. Text guilty or not guilty to 73389 right now. We're going to play one song and come back with the verdict. Next, it's Listener Court on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.